Hey, everybody, just want to get some plugs in before the show begins. This April 11th, Monday, April 11th at the Looking Glass Lounge will be You, Me, Them, Everybody Live, featuring Sean Peoples from Sockets Records, comedian Jessica Brodkin, a special set from Laughing Man, and music, like always, from Ian Walters. The following Monday, April 18th, once again at the Looking Glass Lounge, guests include Magna Nicasas from the Not For Tour Sky DC, comedian Tyler Snickson, and a special set from Star FK Radium. Later that week on Thursday, April 21st, I will be in Chicago for You, Me, Them, Everybody Midweekend Review, hosted by myself. Panelists include comedian Chad Briggs, Red Eye writer and blogger for Accidentally Sexy, Anna For Not, comedian Sean Flannery and host of Outside the Loop Radio, Mike Stevens. Easter Sunday, April 24th, we'll be at the Whistler, our first show at the Whistler for You, Me, Them, Everybody Live. Guests include Pitchfork News editor Amy Phillips, comedian Prescott Tolk, and a special set from Post Honeymoon. The following day, Monday, April 25th, we'll be back at the Hungry Brain for You, Me, Them, Everybody Live in Chicago, hosted by myself and Esmeralda Leone. Guests include Q101 DJ and author James Van Osdell, Chicagoist editor-in-chief Chuck Pseudo, comedian Dan Ronan, and a special set from Good Evening Music that night from Trevor McSpadden from the Hoyle Brothers. So come on out to all those if you're in Chicago and D.C. And finally, New York City at the end of the month, Saturday, April 30th, You, Me, Them, Everybody Live at Pete's Candy Store in Williamsburg. We're going to do the talk show there at midnight, and guests include, from The Daily Show, Wyatt Cenac. So it'd be awfully kind if you came out to all seven of those shows in three different cities. For more information on these shows and all the other shows that we do, go to the website, which you've gotten this podcast from, youmethemeverybody.com. Thanks for listening, everybody, and I hope you enjoy the show. Hello, everyone. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, sitting in a well-lit Washington, D.C. apartment, speaking with...
Esmeralda Leon.
How are you, Merle?
I'm all right.
Fantastic.
Is it sunny on your end?
Very, very sunny today. How is it on your end?
I don't think it is.
How do you not... How far are you from a window?
Well, I have these big-ass windows in my living room, but the only problem is there's a building...
That is true.
...right next to it, so... You don't really see the sunlight.
Yeah, it's very, very sunny. It's nice today in Washington, D.C. It's 57 out right now. It'll peak at 61, so that's your weather report on a podcast. That was pointless. Yeah. Tomorrow will be even better. Friday, not so good.
Our weather isn't that good.
No, it's not. No, it is not. How was the show last night? How was the Hungry Brain last night?
It was good.
It was good. Who performed?
So we had your guy, Aaron Thompson.
Aaron Thompson,
which,
was there.
By the way, he says hello.
Good. Hello, Aaron.
We had Katie Jo Knob.
She's been on the show before. She's going to be playing the You, Me, Them, Everybody midweek in review in about 2.5 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah.
We also had Save the Clock Tower.
What did you think of them?
They're a band. I liked it.
You liked them. Good.
They had said, I don't know, I thought Kid Koala was like a hip-hop band.
Kid Koala is sort of hip-hop, but it's not a, it's more of a, think, I don't know, it's not hip-hop, it's more electronic, but it's not really
okay.
Dancey. I don't know how to describe
like bleeps and bloops.
Bleeps and bloops, that is actually a good way to describe it.
Well, they do that too. I know, I realized, well, I didn't realize, but I noticed they had a laptop.
Okay.
And they had two keyboards.
That's good to notice.
It's usually a nice sign. It's a good sign in my end.
Okay.
I like keyboards.
That's fair.
I like music with keyboards.
Good. I like that you like music with keyboards.
So we also had, I believe, Samantha Irby.
Okay.
She's a blogger of some sort, but she had a good, she did the public service announcement.
Oh, okay.
We have one every time for the show.
What
and
was
hers
on?
Hers was about cheating.
Like cheating in
how
a relationship?
Not to get
okay.
Yes. And it was hilarious. Because, you know, it was essentially just how not to get caught. You know, don't tell that person.
Understood.
That you're cheating with. Don't tell them anything about yourself.
Lie to everyone at all the time.
No, it was just don't tell them about anything. They don't need to know.
Okay, that's fair.
And so also that, keep your mouth shut.
Shut the fuck up and mm-hmm. lie. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
And also get a dummy voicemail.
What do you, a dummy voicemail?
Yeah.
What's a dummy
voicemail?
So you
voicemail? Get a number. You get a fake number. Not a fake
number. Oh, okay.
A number that goes to a voicemail. And like apparently it's $5 a month.
Okay. We're learning a lot today.
Well, yeah. So then, you know, when you're having people call you, they're not calling your proper phone.
Okay.
Because you're cheating and you don't want people to know your business.
We're learning a lot today on the podcast. Dummy phone number.
Dummy phone numbers and how to cheat.
There you go. That's something to do.
But yeah, it was good.
All right. That's fun. You had a good time?
Yeah.
Good. Well, all right. I wish I had anything to contribute. I did nothing fun last night. I was just busy working on booking the show.
Oh.
No, I like booking the show. It's very fun. I did a lot of important work that needed to get done. That's not exciting for anyone. Oh, that rhymed. That's weird. Sorry.
You're the new Dr. Seuss.
I am the new Dr. Seuss. So occasionally I read Dr. Seuss books to the children that I read to, and I found one that looks like a hungry brain. That's all.
Wait, what?
It looks like a hungry brain. No joke. It's from a Dr. Seuss book about... It was one of the ones that was written after he had died about what you should eat to be healthy.
Wait a minute. So then how is it a Dr. Seuss book?
It's in the style of Dr. Seuss. It incorporates one of his characters. It's the same publisher. Yeah. It's kind of like The Muppets without Jim Henson. You know what I mean?
I've never heard of someone dead writing a book.
Well, it's not by Dr. Seuss. It's like it's like Walt Disney Presents. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Does it say like Dr. Seuss inspired?
Exactly. Something like that. But inspired is in very, very small font.
I see.
Yes.
That's odd.
Now you see. I don't know why I just made that noise. I apologize, Merle. What should I do tonight? What are you going to do tonight? Tonight is Wednesday.
What is it, Wednesday?
I have a meeting at 4. I have work and then a meeting and then nothing.
I have, I don't know how I feel about this.
Mm-hmm.
I've been looking for health insurance.
Oh, okay.
Because I want to see if I could, you know, pay for it myself.
That's a good thing to look for.
And so I signed up on this website and they ask you, you know, a million and one questions, like address, telephone number, email, just to get a quote.
Okay.
And then I got a phone call yesterday from someone from one of those websites about how they're assigned to me as my broker to find me health insurance.
That seems like a scam.
I know. And then, no, wait, so he called me, right? And they're like, oh, so when can we you know, talk about this? And he's like, how about 3 tomorrow? I'm like, okay. And he's like, would you like me to come over? And I'm like, I'm not going to be home.
Yeah, you're in a scam. You shouldn't do any of this.
But then he said, how about we meet at the Starbucks by your house? Which is creeping me out even more.
Yeah, that's not how anything works ever. You're getting scammed. You're part of a pyramid scam.
So should I just not show up?
Yes, you should cancel.
Okay.
And then say, never call me again.
That was weird. It was, well, what if he gives me a good deal on health insurance?
He can't give deals on health insurance. That's not how anything works.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, but it's kind of like, here's your health insurance. Hey, I'm now adding an extra step so I can get paid. By the way, I have all of your personal information. You're not my employer, and I'm just some random dude you met in Starbucks. Do you see how this does not seem legit?
Well, he called me first.
I'm sure he called you first. It's so difficult to get numbers.
It's not like I just walked into a Starbucks and he was there.
It's kind of worse than that, because now he knows your number and where you live.
That is true, which is a little weird.
Yeah, you're in a scheme. You should get out of that right now.
No.
Oh, God.
This health insurance bit is very hard to do.
You're more... The amount of money you're going to pay this random stranger is going to get you in the hospital quicker than any medical problems you might have. So, I sent you an article this morning. Let's go over that article. Do you have it pulled up or no?
I do.
Let's talk about it.
Apparently, I'm
going to
die.
You are going to die, Esmeralda. You are going to die. Why are you going to die?
Death by unemployment.
Death by unemployment. That is true. Death by unemployment. What is this from? Go ahead.
It's from Gawker, and they're They're saying there's a study, of course.
You seem so mad that there's been a study.
There's a million other things that could be researched, and they're studying to see if unemployed people die quicker.
I don't think they were studying that. It just kind of came up.
What, they just stumbled upon it and was like, let's just do a study.
Well, yeah, you could look
it's
at...
all there.
Yeah, you just take like five local hospital, or take five hospitals, right? And then everyone that's died, take their median age and find out their career. And there you go. It's very simple. It's not really a study. They didn't have a lab of unemployed people just waiting with a clicker.
That would have been great.
Actually is 90% of bars on a weeknight. Just unemployed people wandering around like cattle waiting to die.
Oh, God.
It's true. Think about it. And I love those patrons. Thank you so much for listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. You make my day worthwhile. Go ahead.
Showing up on Mondays and Tuesdays.
There you go. Keeping it. You're a patron of the arts. In the truest sense of the word. But go ahead, continue.
So, yeah, there's a study, and they say that being unemployed increases the risk of premature death by 63%.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, it makes sense.
What are you doing to prevent your premature death?
Well, it says that there's factors.
What are the factors?
They did the research, and it had factors like pre-existing medical conditions or addictions. So if you're addicted to something and then, you know, I would say like someone who does coke,
okay.
I'm sure.
You don't know anyone
job,
that does cocaine. But go
no,
ahead.
But I'm thinking like if you had a job, you probably did coke, but it wasn't crazy.
Oh, because you had the job to go to.
Yeah, because you had a job and you had to go do something.
Yes.
So you'd be like, yeah, I'll have a bump, but. I'm not going to go crazy tonight. I got to go to work in the morning.
Of course.
But then, like, you're unemployed, and it's like, oh, I'm just going to keep doing coke.
Yep.
Because I got nothing to do.
Yep.
And I'm sure that spirals into a crazy addiction.
Yep.
So that makes sense.
Yep, it does make sense. Yeah.
And also, pre-existing medical conditions, once you're on unemployed, that's down the toilet.
What do you mean?
Well, if you have, I don't know, let's see, what's a pre-existing medical condition?
Diabetes?
Yeah, if you have diabetes and then you no longer have great health insurance or money, you're not going to the doctor as often.
That's true.
So
oh, okay,
then
so you're just,
your legs.
You're just not going to treat yourself right in any way.
Exactly.
Okay.
Hence dying.
Hence you die. That is correct.
And you probably are eating really badly.
Yes, you are.
Because you don't have that much money.
Which is actually... like, completely stupid, because it's just as expensive to eat not shitty food.
That's true.
It's just depression, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, essentially. And I do like the solution, which is to get a job.
Yeah. But once you're in that cycle...
I love that. Get a job!
Yep, get a job. Just get a job and you'll be decent. Well, that's a good morning story for everyone.
Stupid unemployment.
Stupid unemployment. Do you think you'd be looking for a job, like, more hardcore if you weren't on unemployment?
Probably. But then I would take anything.
Yeah. Is that good or bad?
That's bad.
Why is that bad?
Because then I'd work at McDonald's or something.
But you would...
I don't want to work at McDonald's.
Yes, but it's like, once you find that job, you don't have to keep that job.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
No.
Like having to put on that McDonald's poke every day, you'd be a little bit upset, and maybe every day you just get angry at yourself and look for jobs more aggressively and or murder.
I like that. And or murder.
I'm not advocating that. I don't want murder at all.
I just like that. Be productive.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you would be productive because you'd be murdering.
No, so. That's not what I was saying. See, it's the mind of the unemployed. You're very upset, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah. Are you? So that's a good story I wanted to send you as soon as I woke up.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Man. It's a weird thing. The first month I was here, I was never unemployed, but I was very underemployed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was very, very antsy and angry and probably indulging too much. Jesus, this sounds like a weird, like, clean-up podcast. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. I mean, when I first became unemployed, I was at the bar, I think 5 days out of seven.
Why?
The week I was fired. I don't know. It just oddly happened.
Well,
that
you got fired on a weird like holiday week too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another reason.
It's like the week after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So. No, actually, that's not a holiday week. That's just a week.
It was just a week.
For a week.
It was my new holiday, though.
It's okay. We know people that have been drunk for years. And we are friends with them. They are very nice people. Patrons of the arts.
Patrons of the
God,
arts.
I'm biting the hand that feeds. So I was busy.
You make them sound so classy.
They are classy.
Patrons of the arts.
It's like that episode in The Simpsons when Homer is like, the last night at the saloon and everyone's wearing a top hat and it looks like a Salvador Dali / Hunter S. Thompson caricature. Why can't I say the word? You know what I'm trying to say?
Why are you adding an H?
Caricature. Not character. When you go to Great America and they draw the...
Yeah, caricature.
Caricature.
You're throwing an H in there, though.
I'm trying to throw a C-U in there.
Well, it sounds like an H.
Caricature. Oh my God, this is depressing. I have a dictionary.
Hey, you know what else is depressing?
What? Unemployment?
What's his face from 30 Rock? What's his name?
Jack McDowell?
Doug
Baldwin?
Yes.
What about him?
I can see his fat face in my head, and I couldn't remember. He said in an interview that 30 Rock is ending in 2012.
Okay. That sounds right. So, one more season?
Everyone's contracts are ending in 2012, and no one's going to renew.
Caricature. A picture or imitation of a person, literary style, etc., in which certain features or mannerisms are exaggerated for satirical effect. Caricature. The episode of The Simpsons where Homer is in... You know what I'm talking about now? God,
no.
This is just awful tangent. Yeah, the episode of The Simpsons where Homer is trying to retell what happened at the bar last night to Marge, and he thinks that they... We're all having in-depth conversations about high society, but they were...
Wait, was it a silent movie?
Yeah, it seemed like that or whatever. That's how I envisioned...
Like, scene missing.
That's how I envisioned the drunks that I know. They're just all high society folk.
And there's like a piano playing in the background.
Yep, that's how I imagined them.
And they're
I have no idea where I was going with that. And
sepia-toned.
Sepia. Are we looking up another word? I just looked up the pronunciation of caricature. God, why am I doing it? I
thought it was sepia.
Nope, let's look that one up. S-E-P-I-A.
But anyway, so they're canceling 30 Rock, essentially.
They're just letting it expire.
Whatever, okay. I feel bad for Hannibal.
I think Hannibal will be just fine.
He's been doing good on that show.
Has been doing good. Hold on, let's do sepia. So, like, sepia tone?
Yeah.
S-E-P-I-A. Sepia. It's three syllables. Sepia. 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 One.
That's what I
said. Dark brown pigment prepared from the inky fluid secreted by cuttlefish. Two. A dark reddish brown color. Three. A drawing or photographic print in this color. Number one. Of sepia. Number two. Dark reddish brown. Sepia, everybody. Sepia. Sepia? Sepia. Yeah, it's sepia. You were right, Esmeralda. Sepia. I was wrong. I think.
I like that you did the what it is.
Yeah.
Even though no one asked you to.
You have to define the word. How will they spell it right?
Defined it.
Yeah. Everyone was asking me in my skull. All me. Jesus Christ. So yeah, Hannibal, friend of the show, Hannibal Buress, writes for 30 Rock now. You'll see him occasionally.
And he's also the homeless guy.
As the homeless guy. He's had the funniest line in the last few episodes.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's doing good, and then now it's going to be gone soon.
Yeah, he'll be fine. This is his first season running for 30 Rock. Last year, he wrote for SNL. His first comedy record was released in 2010. It was on most...
Did he get any skits on SNL? Did you talk to him?
Yeah, he got the one where Charles Barkley is doing the golf instructional video.
Holy shit, I don't even remember that one.
It actually was the first skit on the Charles Barkley episode, the one post-monologue.
That's it?
Yeah, but he punched up a lot of stuff.
Okay.
His writing partner is another Chicago guy, John Mulaney, who I asked, who I really want on the show. And John Mulaney, you know him as one of the talking heads from VH1, but he is so fucking good. And he's got a lot of stuff on there, and Hannibal works with him. The cat just ran into the door, by the way, and moved the door about 3 feet. It's good for him. He had shitting problems last night.
My cat's hungry and has been attacking me.
That's nice. We have cats.
She wants to be fed.
This is the most boring episode we've ever done. We've defined two words and talked about our cats.
Yep. Bad. Oh, I know that guy.
What guy? John Mulaney?
John Mulaney.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know him, but...
Yeah, I'm trying to get him on the show. But no, the show's been going well. As of last night, Mike Kaplan, the winner of the most recent season of Last Comic Standing, will be a guest on the June show in New York. An author of a very, very interesting book about the Riot Girl movement will be on, hopefully, in April. I don't want to say certain names because they're not confirmed. Jesus Christ, the cat's going insane. Okay.
Is it because it had pooping problems last night?
It had a lot of pooping problems last night.
Gross.
It was dragging its ass all around the carpet.
Well, that's when you got to grab them and just wipe their butts.
No. It's not a wiping thing. It just wouldn't come out.
Ew.
That's why we had to get him. He didn't go to use his litter box for like 3 days once. And so we had to take him to the vet, and that's like $100 enema.
Gross.
So fuck that. We'll just give him a lot of wet food and he'll be fine. Because that's all
your cat's doing. Weird.
Yeah, he is weird. What do you want me to say? You're right.
I don't know.
Your cat,
I was just commenting.
Your cat is awful and hisses at me.
Yeah, but she doesn't drag her butt on the ground.
That's true.
She can poop.
She just keeps shit on the inside. The John Wayne of cats. John Wayne famously died with 40 pounds of shit still in him.
Why?
Oh. Didn't have the best of diets.
40 pounds? You can have 40 pounds of shit in you?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
There it is. Okay.
Oh my God, really?
Yes, why would I lie about that?
Is that a problem? Like,
that is a problem. Why do you think people...
No, but is it a medical issue?
Yeah, that's
40 pounds of shit in you?
Yeah, she doesn't have a clean colon.
Oh. That just sounds so uncomfortable.
Yes, that's why he walked funny and rode horses.
Cripes.
Last show ended with you expounding? Is that a word? We're going to look up a third word, everybody. Expousing. I've always been...
I think you mean expounding.
I mean expousing. I don't even know if that's a word. Is it?
I think it's expounding.
Expose, expound.
Let's use our degrees.
Expound. One, to set forth point by point, state in detail. That is correct. To explain or interpret, clarify. So, Merle, please expound upon your high school drama class love.
It was fun.
Oh, that's fantastic. What you
we got to watch My Fair Lady.
What is the best part about My Fair Lady?
Let's see. I like the part.
Did you lie to me? Because yesterday you said you loved drama class, and now you can't think of what.
Yeah, because it was like the one class where you just got to like mess around and not really do much.
Did you like anything in school?
I like photography class.
Okay. What did you like about photography class?
I got to make a camera.
You got to make a camera?
You know, one of those.
Pinhole.
What are they called? Pinhole cameras.
Do you still remember how to make a pinhole camera?
No, but I still have mine.
Have you ever used it?
No, because you need sensitive paper.
That's all you need.
Light sensitive paper. And I really don't have a dark, dark room to put it in the camera.
So that's all you need.
Oh, and also I have nowhere to develop it. I mean, I could go rent a room, but that's really just too much.
But you know how to do it, right?
Sort of.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly the chemicals and things because it was always laid out for you.
This is a hard-hitting show.
But I liked photography class.
Okay, that's good. You like you're in the arts.
Yes, the arts, once again.
You like the patrons of the arts and the arts.
And I also got to make I still have a mouse pad with the monkeys on it.
Okay, wow. You could have a job at Kinko's.
Yep, essentially, yeah.
Wow. Did you hear the sound opinions about the monkeys a few weeks back?
No, I didn't. What'd they say?
I don't know if you'd like it, because it's like an in-depth look at them and how they kind of got screwed over by their producers during Head. And how, like, not safe they were, and they were kind of, like, subversive and kind of great.
Yeah, well, in the end, they were.
No, not the end. During, like, the whole thing. Like, I didn't realize that their first song, Last Train to Clarksville, is actually about Vietnam. It's like an
anti-war
song.
Well, everyone missed the point on that one.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. So I highly recommend downloading that free podcast of a different show.
Oh, you know.
Go ahead.
What's his face was on was in a movie just recently.
Oh, you've narrowed it down.
Mickey Dolan.
Oh, was he? What was he in?
He was in that movie. What was it called? Croctopus versus.
Oh, yeah.
Octo something. Okay. And Debbie, you know.
Yes.
Debbie, what's her face? And Tiffany from the 80s.
Yes.
I Think We're Alone Now. We're fighting in it. He gets eaten by the whatever that animal is.
A monkey. He got eaten by the monkeys.
No, it was like a croctopus, octopus thing.
I love how that's a thing that people just accept. It's a croctopus. Really? Okay. That's what we are. I'm holding my cat, ladies and gentlemen.
He gets eaten in it, and it's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's good.
Because it's a bunch of... I just love that they... Who has the money to make these fucking movies?
Those movies make so much money. They cost like $18 to make. As soon as they gross $18, it's a profit. I mean,
that's
still
true.
Worth it.
But all those special effects...
are a nickel.
And where did they... Where did they find a croctopus?
Fuck you. Oh, this is a boring show. Let's just kill it now.
Okay.
All right, let's do some plugs. What should people enjoy today? Not our stuff, just life. Let's,
oh, it's Megapython versus Gatoroid, by the way. It's not croctopus at all.
Yeah, take it back.
It's a gator and a python.
Okay, really? Let's plug something then. What's going to make you happy today? Let's plug happy things. We're going to be a happy day today, Wednesday, April 6th. It's going to be a happy day. Plug some happy things.
Well, no, it's not, because I have to call that weird scamming health insurance man.
That's a good thing. You're canceling the scam.
Now I have to talk to him again. And I can't just, you know, say not show up. Because he's going to the Starbucks by my house.
Just say, hey, it's not going to work out. I'm not interested. Thanks for your time. Or just record, like, take that from the podcast, me saying it. Just play it. That's fine. Hey, guy, thanks for your interest. I'm no longer interested. Please stop calling. Have a great day. That's it.
I like that I call him Guy. Hey, guy.
Well, I don't know his name. I don't want to put names into this.
I don't know his name either, so I forget.
That's not a good thing.
Well, he told me. I can't remember it.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
I didn't care to remember it.
Just play that part of the... So that's a good thing today. That's a good plug. Not getting further into the pyramid
scheme.
Don't
get stuck in scams.
Jesus Christ. Ah, man. All right. I'm going to plug baseball. The idea of baseball, everybody.
Oh.
Hooray. We're a week into the season as of today. Makes me happy. I did two monologues about baseball in the last 5 days.
Oh, and the White Sox lost.
Yeah, they have 162 games. It's okay. There's a lot of games.
You say so.
What? Like, you don't believe the amount of games they play? Is that what?
No, I just believe they'll be losing.
No, they'll be fine. The Sox have a chance this year. The Cubs, not so much. So anything the Cubs
do... Well, they never do.
That's not true. They made the playoffs a few years ago.
Really? And then they lost.
So those extra two games alone brought in an extra few million dollars to the neighborhood.
Oh, great. A few extra thousands of dollars for Wrigleyville.
No, extra millions.
Millions for Wrigleyville.
Do you think everyone that's a vendor there lives in Wrigleyville?
No.
Exactly.
Shut up.
It helps the local economy. Stay negative, baby. Stay negative. All right, that's a weird show. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a wonderful evening.